This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are catching up again here on RNIB Connect Radio with our Strictly star reviewer, blind ballroom dancer Sean Haywood, for another look back on how well blind Liverpudlian comedian Chris McCausland and his professional dancer Diane Buswell have been doing in Strictly Come Dancing this week. Hello Sean, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Little shop of horrors. Love the intro. How you doing, man?
I'm very well, and I'm going to have to say this, we'll come back to it in a moment, but I just was absolutely gobsmacked when Tasha and Ali Ashwill announced as the first couple to go into the dance-off.
I know. And it was a stunning routine, and very interestingly, with George's description, I was sat there going, it actually sounds quite ballet-esque. And so when Craig said it had that ballet in it, I was like, oh, wow, I really picked that up, which is great. But, you know, she did have a bit of critique saying, oh, it wasn't quite the full sort of flow of that. But, yeah, it was either way, outstanding dance. And as we found out, you know, a cochlear implant came out in the midst of that dance and had to put it back. I mean, you can't imagine what she was going through with that. But she cracked on, true professional.
Well, we'll come back to the dance-off a little bit later, but let's start with Chris and Diane's quick step to Anything Goes. There were lots of skips, hops, bouncing and skipping sideways with a bit of sort of, I suppose, sliding and gliding across the floor too. And worth a standing ovation, Sean, do you think?
Well, hats off, literally. That's what they started with the theatrics of it. She took the sailor hat off him. And he did better than I thought, actually. I really thought, as I said last week, that it was going to be difficult. A quick step, you know, does what it says on the tin. And, you know, up on your feet, it's going to be tough. So he did incredibly well. So, yeah, I mean, they're all getting ovations now, though, aren't they? It's, you know, JB's of my word. So, yeah, good on him. Good on him. And, yeah, tough. But what did he get? Was it 32 in the end? And there was comments about his frame. And she was talking about safe space. I'm assuming that he looks down a bit or something like that, or holds his shoulders down in his posture, something like that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because Shirley was talking about his elbows and Craig was talking about his posture and his weight being a little bit far forward. And I suppose, you know, sort of with only a week to go to the semi-finals, do you think he's got enough time to sort of tighten up those things and smooth things out a little bit before the semi-finals?
Yeah, there should be enough behind him now with all the, I mean, what do they do? They must do over 30, 35 hours a week, you know, on all this stuff. They must do. So, you know, like I say, criticism is welcomed always, especially when you can't see, because you need that feedback. So yeah, he'll be working on that, was it his right arm? Having a word with it.
And of course, I will obviously mention that Sarah and...
Of course you're going to mention Sarah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Well, yes, Sarah and Vito did a fantastic dance to that tune from Wicked, and they were doing a fantastic job. But were there any other couples that stood out for you, Sean?
I want to mention Sarah myself, and because of the way she got thrown around. I just thought that was absolutely phenomenal, because I may have mentioned this on the previous episodes, that the female celebrities have it really tough because they're the ones doing the acrobatics when they're getting thrown around and getting lifted up. You know, because they have to hold their core strong. They have to, it's really, really difficult. The guys kind of get away with it, I think, a bit. Because if somebody's taking a running jump at you and you do a lift, it's kind of easy, you know, comparatively anyway, comparatively to what she's doing. But as I said, man, just absolutely phenomenal. And I just, like everyone, you got 39 JB, as we said earlier. It just, wow. Doing a Viennese waltz like that, it was just absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think JB was really good. But let's talk about Sunday night's results show. And of course, as we mentioned, I mean, it was so awful for Tasha and Aliash to be announced as the first couple going into the dance-off, and then Montel and Johannes. And I think they both did incredible dances. And to be honest, for me, going on Saturday night's dancing and Georgie's description, I think it should have been Pete and Evita and Chris and Diane in the dance-off, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I thought that, like I say, if we were talking about actual dancing, what the standard was at, but this is Strictly. And, you know, Pete's, I don't know, they just love him, don't they? They just love him. And as I said, you know, he pours that emotion into the dance that people can visually see and connect with. So that's where we're at. It happens in Strictly a lot. You know, good dancers go.
Yeah, no, I do feel really sorry for Montel and Johannes.
She's had, umpteen times. It was the same for Fleur East, I remember, before. Was that last year before? Like, she was forever ended up in the dance-off. And she was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
But it's a competition, man, of sorts.
Yeah, it is a competition. And it will be hotting up this Saturday with the semi-finals, with each couple doing two dances. And for Chris and Diane, they are doing a Charleston to the Blue Vipers from Brooklyn's When You're Smiling, and also a Viennese Waltz to Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. So good choices for them, Sean, do you think?
Well, I don't know much about the Charleston because I've never done it. It's not in ballroom and Latin. Not with us in the IDTA anyway. So I don't know why it's in there or whatever. I don't understand. But as for the Viennese Waltz, for full disclosure, I've never actually done it. Because when you do your exams, you've got ballroom and you've got Latin. You do bronze, silver and gold. When you do bronze, you choose two dances. When you do silver, you choose three. And when you do gold, you have to do four dances. And there's five dances in each category. So when it came to ballroom, the one I didn't do was the Viennese Waltz. Because as a blind person, it is so fast. Because you've got a normal waltz, which I absolutely love, which is like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But Viennese, it's going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You are down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, and spinning. It's a lot to take on. I'd love to have a go at it. I really would. But again, absolute hats off to you, Chris, for giving this a burn, man. That's, yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Sean, again, for another great look back at Strictly Come Dancing with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And we will all be watching in on Saturday night to see how well Chris and Diane do in the semi-finals. And will they actually make it to the final? Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
We will. And thanks very much for having me on. And don't forget, people, keep dancing.